No, I grew up in a very heteronormative environment. I didn't really have any queer representation growing up. My mom was pretty progressive. Let's say that. I didn't really grow up with my dad as much, but my mom was pretty progressive, and she was always very open to any ideas. But we didn't really see any gay people, any queer people growing up. The only ones that we would see was like television being depicted as, a caricature. But I think the closest one that I had was Lady Gaga at the time. Like, and that's why I think for people of my generation, she's so like important and so iconic beyond, just being a pop star. I think growing up and seeing somebody that was kind of doing this, she wasn't the first one, obviously, but for my generation, we were living in a world where everything was so heteronormative that it was just so nice to have that representation, even if it was coming from a straight woman. I don't think a queer person would have been given that platform at the time. So, whether we like it or not, I think she kind of opened doors in that way. She kind of like was able to open those doors for artists that were already doing these things, but couldn't reach, the top 40 in music, or couldn't be interviewed for an important television show, and couldn't be visible in the way that, a lot of us are now, and a lot of artists are now. I look at, kids nowadays, and when I say kids, I mean like teenagers, 11, 12 years old, and I see how they have a lot more representation. You can look up, you have drag queens, people in the makeup world, people in sports, and obviously the representation is not where it should be yet, but I think it's at least I can breathe knowing that they have somebody to look up to as far as like the LGBTQ plus community, because like the closest that I had was Lady Gaga to me, and it's nice to have that.